of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Good morning to you. Happy first business day after the 4th of July weekend. Everyone had a great time. In the studio here with me, I have a wonderful person, a dedicated person, Pete Kelly, the executive director of the Fairbanks Rescue Mission. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What did you do on the 4th of July?
I worked on my cabin.
It's getting you in shape, isn't it?
It is. It actually is. Like I've never been in before, and it's happening now that I'm in my I'm 70 now, and good things are happening.
You know, it's interesting. It's work. Okay, throw your phone out the door. You know, happens all the time here, Pete.
I couldn't get it to shut off, so I just threw it out the door and closed the door.
Oh, nope. Someone's stealing it.
So if someone's listening to the monitor, don't step on my phone.
Yeah, just come on down, take it, steal it, you know, do some. Anyway. You do anything special over the 4th of July?
Well, as
worked
I said, I worked on my cabin.
Got in shape?
Got in shape. Now, by looking at me, you would not
you're
say,
looking
oh,
good.
That man.
You're looking good. You know, your furry face is even.
I had to do that.
Okay. How long have you been at the rescue mission now?
I have been there almost 7 years, and it's been just a tremendous time. You know, when I first got there, it was kind of a that was then, this is now moment. Though the people who had preceded me had done a good job, it was there was a bit of a gap, and things were pretty troublesome there.
Yeah.
And I just tried to put in a whole new way of thinking, and I think it's paid off.
You know, a very sad note, Fairbanks recently lost a patron. That most people don't realize all the things that he did when he was able to after he became financially well off, and that's Dennis Wise.
You know, I think you could probably make the case he's the most important Fairbanksan that's ever lived. What he has put into and there's a lot of people that have given. There's no question about it. But just the massive gifts that he gave. He built the food bank, said here to the board of directors, this is yours. It's free. The women's shelter, same thing. Here.
Women in crisis.
Women in crisis. The rescue mission. Then he built that huge addition to the food bank. And when times have gotten troubled, and it's not regular, but Dennis every now and then will just kind of sense that there's a a financial risk, and boom, you get a check in the mail. It's like, dang, Dennis, thanks.
And you know when you. About your first year of being at the rescue mission, he sent up his nephews, Gene Wise, who I went to school with. And, man.
Those guys are like whirlwinds. The three boys who are actually George's
sons, yeah.
And they came in, and that was another thing. You know, the things that you don't see is he put about $400,000 into refurbishing the mission from one end to the other.
Yeah.
We actually tried to pay him back on that night, and he allowed us to do that. But he did not charge for that, but I made a property transaction that put some cash into his his side of the ledger. But going back to the beginning of the mission, you know—
You've made a change, though, too.
How's that?
You've gone to the gospel side.
Well, that's very intuitive, Dave. You know, there's two scriptures that are really important. And if you're a Christian mission like we are, You will probably have Matthew 25 as your guiding scripture, right? And it says, you know, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was lonely and you visited me in prison. And those kind of, there's a whole list of things that Christ said and in Matthew 25. But I looked at that and I thought, you know, those are interesting because those are fruits of salvation. Mm-hmm. That isn't how you get saved. That isn't how your life is transformed, is by doing good works. Your life is transformed by the power of the gospel. Mm-hmm. And the gospel, I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's a very interesting word. You don't see it capitalized in the Bible. Maybe some Bibles do, but it's not a capitalized word because all it means is good news.
Yeah.
And we look at these folks, and I'm thinking, you know, if all we do is come here, raise a whole bunch of money and hire all the right people, and we feed and we house and we counsel and we case manage and all that. Okay, great. Now we're sending off to an eternity of misery with a full stomach. Big deal.
People were just looking at your phone outside.
Oh, really?
It's a big deal. Go ahead. Sorry about that interruption. Yeah. That was funny.
But when you think of it, you know, there's this thing called eternity. We got to figure that one out. And so what we decided to do is just switch everything to the gospel. And that is, and there's another thing about the gospel that is so good. If you're communicating the message of Christ as we do, a lot of people want to get into theology. I believe theology is profoundly important. However, most people really don't know that much about it, and they get it wrong quite a bit. And there's so much popular nonsense going on in Christianity right now. And I just said, you know, these people, this may be the only chance they have in their life to change their lives and to literally change their eternity. We're going to give them the truth, and it's going to boil down to about five elements. And I won't list the five elements, but here's the gospel. And Jesus comes out of the desert where he's been tempted after he was baptized. He goes into the desert. He's tempted by the devil, and he comes out and he starts his public ministry. And the first words out of his mouth were, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in." Now, your Bible will say gospel, but the Greek was good news.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in the good news. And what's the good news? Good news is that your whole messed up life and all the mistakes you've made were paid for at the cross by Christ. And if you'll believe that, it will be counted to you as righteousness, which takes you all the way back to Genesis when God's having a conversation with Abraham, and Abraham, it says, believed God, and God counted that to him as righteousness. And so Christianity, what makes it so appealing to someone who is in such desperate situations, as are the people that come to the mission, Christianity is just this good news. It says that you don't have to work for your salvation. You don't have to work to be put in good stead with God. What you need to do is you need to believe, and you need to repent, but repentance... And this is the best news of all. Repentance is a gift. You don't even manufacture repentance. Holy Spirit comes into you. You begin to be changed bit by bit. You'll notice your behavior is changing as you have put your trust in Christ. And if we're running out of time, let me know.
We got a few minutes.
Okay, let me just say this. Here, let me explain what happened at the cross in an analogy. Some people say this isn't accurate, totally correct,
but yeah, let's analogy. Go with
it. Yeah, it's a courtroom. You're in a courtroom, Dave.
You're standing again.
Hey, I like what you've done with the furniture.
Yeah, that's why they put me in a purple padded room.
But you're in a courtroom, and you're guilty. You've committed some.
I better
some
have Satterberg.
Yeah, really. You've committed some kind of crime or offense, and there's a fine associated with it. And if you can't pay that fine, you're going to have life in solitary confinement. And that's it. You're guilty, and that's what faces you. But you can't pay the fine because it's so expensive. Let's say it's $100 million. And say, Dave, you got to pay $100 million. You're going to spend your rest of your life in solitary confinement. What would happen if someone came in and paid that fine? What's the answer to that question?
I'm out of jail.
You're free to go.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's what happened on the cross.
Okay.
Is the fine
was
got,
paid.
The fine got paid by
to,
Jesus.
To,
and by the way.
To the believers.
To the believers. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job. It's to those who believe. Salvation is conditional. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, oh, Jesus loves you and has a good plan for your life. Well, that's interesting, but somewhat irrelevant when it comes to salvation. Salvation is about the price that was paid on the cross for you and me if we believe. And we have to repent, too. And that repentance, as I said, is a gift. So that's what I got for you. And that's what I got for our people, and it works out great.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Pete Kelly in the studio with me here. He's with the Fairbanks Rescue Mission. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Shane Miller of Fairbanks, and a 184.6-pound halibut on your line. You were jigging, so we wanted to find out about your setup, and then tell us why you like jigging.
It's just I prefer being active and involved with the fishing itself. I'm not a fan of just the bait and wait for the circle hook to do all the work. It just has never really been my thing. I like the activity of looking for the fish and setting the hook and just kind of, in a sense, proving yourself that you can do it.
It is a little different trying to hook a fish with a jigging rod. So tell us, give us the tip on how you do that. What's the technique?
So for me, I'll start out slow, like slow jigs, and then I'll do a little bit more aggressive. And then the moment I feel like a hesitation, I just pull it. I don't pull too hard, but I do definitely give it a good yank. Cause that hesitation, has usually ended up getting me hooked into something. And then I just start cranking away, and hopefully something good on the end of it.
Call Fish Central and get out on the water to catch fish and fill your freezer this summer. Fish Central can hook you up with charter reservations or a rental boat and give you the advice you need to navigate the local waters. Once you've caught your limit, Fish Central can process your fish too. Book with Fish Central and get 10% off your processing. Visit fishcentral.net or call 907-835-5002 to book your fishing adventure today.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance for storms. High of 80, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 54. Slight chance for storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 81. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Pete Kelly in the studio here. And Pete, I told you, you know, to get on the show, you have to give. Mi casa, su casa, but there's a pride for su casa. So Fairbanks, this is what I'm doing. And Pete's my first entry into this. I'm calling it Dave's. That's right. I'm having a lottery, and it's about the gubernatorial primary on August 18th. People are going to come in. You're going to give me your four as in a row as a number one, two, three, and four that you think, not who you're voting for or who you want to win, who you think will win out of the 18 or 20. So, Pete, oh, by the way, whoever gets it right, and for however many get it right, 1 week and 1 day after the primary on August 18th, by then all the mail-in ballots should be in and all the counting should be done. Pizza night at Bobby's for the winners, if anyone does win. So, Pete, who's your 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Okay, before I give you the 1, 2, 3, and 4, because I don't have a clue as far as the the order of it. And I got to warn you and others, I am so far out of politics.
That's why this is safe. Don't worry. Like we care, but this is fun. It's fun. It's Dave's lottery.
Okay.
I'm Italian. I'm a gambler.
Well, but wait. Lotteries. Aren't lotteries bad? I'm sure I can try to get behind that. So here, let me first tell you who I even know is running, because I just haven't been following it detail by detail. And I know most of these people. Actually, one of them I don't, but... Tom Begich is running, and Tom Begich is a he is as far to the left as I am to the right, so he's pretty far out there. But he's a decent guy. I enjoyed working with him, and I think he's got a lot of just name recognition like that. So he's going to be one of them. Bernadette, I can't even remember what Bernadette's last
Wilson.
Name is. Bernadette Wilson. I don't know her. I think I met her once. And as I know, she's got a little bit of horsepower behind her. Adam Crum, if people haven't met Adam Crum, holy cow, I love that guy. Halela, I can actually pronounce his last name. I hope I pronounced it.
You did.
Okay. And then Click here in town, as well as Tom Bronson. So those are the people that I kind of know are running. Yeah, if I had to pick one or two, in order. Okay, so Tom's going to get the left vote.
So you're number one.
I think he doesn't have it divided like crazy, so he's probably going to be number two. Bernadette.
Who's your number one?
I was going to say, okay, we'll go with Tom. Bernadette.
Number two?
Wilson, I think, is number two, only because she's just got a lot of horsepower behind her right now. I think a lot of this changes over the next month and a half.
Yeah. You can call in with new picks.
Yeah. Adam Crum, I think he is so highly respected in the Valley, and he did such a tremendous job as the Health and Social Services Commissioner. I think he's probably number three, but unfortunately he's dividing his vote among, you know,
the other one,
dozens of Republicans. And then I would say Halela, and then that's four there. I was going to say Bishop, but so that's
okay.
What I got.
Okay, back to the
mission.
So
as I was saying before, you have Matthew 25, which says, mm-hmm. You fed me. What you did to the least of these, my brothers, you did unto me. Okay, and so every
it's a great
mission,
song too.
It is, yeah. Every mission has that almost. It's a Christian mission has that as their governing scripture. We chose Matthew 28, which says, "Go make disciples, baptize them, and teach them everything you've told me." It's called the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. And so I decided that within a week of being there, that we needed to kind of tilt our direction as Christians to spreading the gospel. And I told you before, if you had put the gospel in an analogy, it was the courtroom where you owe a fine you can't pay and you're life in prison and somebody comes in and pays the fine, you're free to go. That's what happened on the cross. A whole bunch of other stuff happened on the cross too.
Yeah.
But that's
a good analogy.
Yeah, it's I like that. And so we have taught, I've taught the staff, I being it's there are many people that are teaching the staff, teaching the guests there. This is the gospel. If you want to change your life, more importantly, if you want to have your life changed for you, if you will accept this, things will start to get better. Are you going to get the trophy wife from the Lamborghini? No, probably not. God is not a genie. He's not a genie in the bottle. And we don't go to him for what we can get. We go to him to see what he wants from us. So we had to just kind of change our thinking on that. And it's been tremendously successful, and I have people come to me. I've done personally probably I'm thinking I'm up around 20 baptisms over 7 years. That's quite a bit. I mean, how many? You ask yourself how many baptisms you
done any marriages?
I've done yes I have. I think they were relatives, not at the mission. Yeah,
okay.
But I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. Those people mm-hmm. are held to way too high a level of accountability. I don't need that. I'm just a guy who's following the Great Commission, which is Matthew 28, which is go tell people about this stuff. It's good news, for goodness sake.
Your mission, Fairbanks Rescue Mission, how many people is your capacity?
I think our capacity is about 200 for the building. And you'll recall, Dave, when you were mayor, I came to you and I said, Dave, I've got this shower room. Yeah. I've got a laundry room. I've got a bathroom. And I'm just going to – and it was just collecting junk.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to clean that out, which we did, and I'm going to try to keep it clean and available if there's ever an issue with the city, if we ever have some kind of huge power outage. I don't know.
A crisis.
Just the man, I told Mindy this as well. That's open. It's just available. And I couldn't even tell you what it could be used for, but remember us if something like that happens. But I think we're about 200 people, and we generally run about 100. In the summer, of course, we go down. And what we do is we have a lot of what they call case management. We're trying to get people to lead productive, independent lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that by first of all, you bring them in, you give them food, you give them a nice, warm, safe place to
You give them a recovery system.
Exactly. And because we are a high barrier facility, it has made such a tremendous impact. High barrier in that you want to be a guest there, you got to blow clean, mm-hmm. and you got to urinate clean. And if you, as long as you're doing that and you're not getting in fights and those kinds of things, you can stay. And it has, oh my gosh, it's changed.
I remember your frustration before you implemented that. Oh. And, you know, you're literally telling me you're losing workers because they're having to clean the poop off the walls.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. All that's gone.
Yeah. And so now it's not, you know.
And, oh, by the way, interesting, just to show you the level of commitment, I use that as an example. The two people that ended up cleaning the poop off, they didn't quit.
You had to tell them this is your last time doing this. We're changing the intake process. Yeah. You mean Perry didn't quit?
Well, the great thing is that you know, they come in there, we get them stabilized. Essentially, just here's, you're in a safe place. There's food and shelter here.
Safety.
And it's totally safety. And a lot of those people are fighting with drugs and alcohol themselves.
Yeah.
And they don't need to be around a bunch of buttheads who are getting high and getting drunk and getting in fights and things like that. They need to be sheltered from that. Plus, there's a security issue. We have, of those 100 people that are generally there, we have men, women, and children. We have whole families there.
Yeah.
And they don't need to be around that. So it and just over time, it has just wonderfully it's morphed. You go in there and the place is clean, it doesn't smell, everybody's polite, and they're on their way somewhere. That's the most important thing. And if you're not, we'll give you a lot of breaks,
mm-hmm.
but eventually you're out.
Yeah.
We're not here for you to just...
You have so many programs to get you right.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to choose a program, if you don't want to help yourself, we can only help you so much and so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got about a minute left, sir. How do you want to do it? Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me, Dave. And I just, if I could just ask a quick thing, is mm-hmm. if there's anybody out there with any kind of financial skills and you are a Christian, we need to fill a hole in our employment. And just please come and talk to us.
You got it.
All righty. Bless you, man.
Bless you too, buddy. And do me a favor.
Yes.
When you're done with your cabin, I want to see it.
Oh, you'll see
the blood,
it.
Sweat, and tears, man.
I'll actually have you do that before I'm finished, because I think this winter
I'll have the
fireplace.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have the fireplace, windows sealed in like that. But it'll be a place where you can come out and have a beverage, and maybe discuss things and possibly even smoke a cigar with us.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break here. You got Eric Clapton with Pretending as bumper music. Then we've got Fox News, State News, some commercials and weather, and we will be back.
coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Trump is taking credit for pushing FEMA to reconsider a red card against U.S. star Flo Balogun. Now, that would have kept him out of tonight's World Cup match against Belgium. He can now play despite an appeal by Belgium.
We heard directly from FIFA. They have ruled Belgium's appeal against the reinstatement of Flo Balogun for tonight's critical game as inadmissible.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, a preliminary hearing being held for the suspect charged with killing Charlie Kirk.
Tyler Robinson inside has been closely paying attention to the testimony and exhibits. This is the first time Erica Kirk has attended one of the court proceedings here. Our reporter in the courtroom says Erica is sitting next to Charlie's mom, and Erica put her head on the shoulder of Charlie's mom at one point. Also, Donald Trump Jr. inside the courtroom.
Fox's Matt Finn, America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage Daily News reports three of the four remaining Dairy Queens in Alaska suddenly closed last week without explanation, leaving just one in Soldotna that's been locally owned for decades. The franchise owner of the Anchorage, Wasilla, and Palmer locations recently closed them, an official with the Dairy Queen chain said in an email last Thursday without providing the owner's name. The closure marks a sharp turnaround for those shops from nearly 20 years ago when the success of the franchise in Alaska was marked by record sales at the opening of the Tudor Road location in Anchorage. It's sad to see that they're closing down, said Craig Todd, who launched that Tudor Road Dairy Queen and also once owned four others in Alaska, two in Anchorage and the ones in Palmer and Wasilla that just closed. Todd said he sold the five Dairy Queens on Valentine's Day in 2017 to retire and spend time with his wife and co-owner Kathleen. Pete Ishii, who owns the Soldotna Dairy Queen with his former wife Val, said the closure of the other Dairy Queens is shocking.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Our veterans and fishermen are vital to Alaska's well-being. And Senator Dan S. Sullivan has been fighting for them. Retired Navy SEAL Lottie Shaw.
Senator Sullivan, as a veteran, goes above and beyond the call of duty. Pay raises for the active duty community and bringing about better health care for the veterans in our rural community. Senator Sullivan really leads the way on behalf of veterans in the state.
And fighting for those like Bristol Bay fisherman, Mike Ferris.
I think every fishery is affected by bycatch right now. I appreciate Senator Sullivan introducing the Bycatch Reduction and Research Act so we thoroughly understand what's going on with these fisheries, not only supporting me, but my family and future generations.
Call and tell Senator Sullivan to keep fighting to protect our veterans and fishermen. 907-271-5915. Paid for by One Nation. OneNationAmerica.org.
Dearest Mother, many have told me summer is the reason why Fairbanks is so great. But alas, I would have to politely disagree. It is Brewster's. It is such a nice and cozy restaurant. The atmosphere is fun, service is great, and the food, of course, is incredible and fresh. With the warmer weather, I have been eating more Brewtizers. The signature steak bites are sautéed so beautifully. I've also been enjoying the popcorn trip because they are truly delightful. I eagerly await the day we can share a meal at Brewster's together. Your beloved son, Henry.
In Alaska, trust matters, especially when it comes to your gold. Gold Buyers of Alaska is one of the largest refiners in the state, buying placer mining material from miners across Alaska. From Nome to Coldfoot to Chicken, they've built a reputation for honest, transparent service and fast turnaround. Whether it's 3 ounces or 1,000, they've got your back with competitive pricing every single day. Ask around camp, ask a miner who they trust. Gold Buyers of Alaska.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Second half of the show, second interview, and in the studio with me, we do so much in the summer. Simple as that. My theory is we cram 12 months of stuff into 4.5 months. And that's what we're doing, too. We're doing it this weekend. We have the Golden Days Rodeo and Music Fest. Frank Kowalski, you're in here. How long have you been doing this in Fairbanks?
Oh, I'd say for about 10, 12 years we've been bringing them.
Now, I don't mean to be sexist, but You look like your body looks like you do rodeo. Ladies, he's you know attractive male in the purple padded room here. How you doing, sir?
Well, it's good to be here, and thank you for having me.
So it starts this Friday.
It starts this Friday. We have a huge junior rodeo event. We always bring – it's such a blessing to be here in the Golden Heart City once again for this annual event. And we have a lineup. And, of course, Friday it all kicks off with our junior rodeo over here at the Tanana Valley State Fairgrounds.
And that's where everything happens.
It's all happening all weekend long.
Yeah.
You bet. And these kids come from all over the state. You know, they polish up their little stick horse barrel racing outfits and what have you and get on up here, and it's a big deal for them.
You know, it's great how you do this, because when I was a kid growing up and then, a younger adult, I would call it, Golden Days was one weekend to one weekend, and now it's not that way anymore. It's maybe a Wednesday to a Saturday.
Right.
But what you do is you come in the weekend before and have a Golden Days rodeo.
Why not?
So you're making it weekend to weekend, and I thank you for that.
Well,
it's great.
I love it. I love it. It's a perfect timeline. You're coming off the heels of a phenomenal 4th of July weekend, and Fairbanks is a really, really community-oriented city, and it's so inviting in the context of you want to have events here because mm-hmm. people appreciate them, and it's been always on the forefront to bring whatever we can, in the livestock industry and agricultural, you know, so strong up here in this neck of the woods. And, you know, outside of Lost Anchorage, and this is the place.
Outside of Lost Anchorage. you're a fan favorite now.
I just, it's great to be here, always. And it's a perfect setting for it. And the community here embraces it, and it's...
So how do people get involved, you know, in the junior rodeo? At what age groups? What are you looking at?
Really, it depends. You know, these parents put them on these, you know, when we have mutton busting at some of these events or steer riding, you'd be surprised. Some of them are still in diapers and, are coming fresh right out of them. But it's the whole atmosphere of what encourages these parents to bring these kids and get them involved. What better way?
And you can go to rodeoalaska.com to get information on how to get involved, be a contestant, and more information about each event.
Yes, correct. And we have it all out there on the website, different information about certain events, how our schedule, how to be more involved, all the way from volunteering to becoming a contestant.
So that's Friday. Then Saturday you come in and you have some championship rodeo at 5 p.m. Then you have some performing at 7 p.m. So what's the championship rodeo at 5 p.m.?
We have all the
Ram Championship. I'm sorry.
The Jeans Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Championship.
They sponsor so many things. They're so great.
Amazing.
They really are.
Amazing. It's incredible. And there's no words to really describe it.
Yeah.
It's really nothing but spectacular, and it's the best. Never met somebody or a group of a family that is so giving to a community.
Yeah,
isn't there? It's, and that's all just in a nutshell. What makes you appreciate wanting to be here and be a part of something, a community? It's so embracing. But back to the event, It's going to be a dandy. The gates open at 3:00. We have all of our events, including barrel racing, team roping. We have shoot dogging, which is steer wrestling, double mugging. The list goes on. We have some other.
What's double mugging?
It's Western.
Beer?
It gets really crazy. We have wild steers, and mm-hmm. we have a guy on horseback, and he'll rope the steer. And then you have a guy that runs in, takes the steer down, and it has to be tied.
Okay. And it's a steer. It's not a calf.
It's a steer. And I tell you, that's a crowd favorite.
Yeah. That's one tough boy.
You bet. EMTs are always standing by.
For the cow. Dr. D, you're up. Oh, yeah, my goodness.
It's pretty awesome. And, of course, our bull riding. We have a really good pen of bulls this year, and one of the big fan favorites is
our Lotto Alaska's chased the ace bull. He's about 2,300 pounds. He's a big Charolais looking, beautiful, beautiful prime rib right there. But he's a big one, and there's a nice little bounty on him too. You know, if someone's able to ride him, and you know, and the rest of the crew that's in the back pens there, they're all ready to go.
And it's on Saturday.
It's on Saturday and Sunday, of course. But yep, it all is going to kick off on Saturday. All the events, and then of course, immediately following the rodeo, we're going to move right on over to center stage there, and we welcome David Lee Murphy and the Kim Peltier Band.
And that's on Saturday at 7 p.m. And tell us about David Lee.
You know, the list goes on. You know, his phenomenal hits, Dust on the Bottle, The Party Crowd, and Everything's Going to Be All Right. Those are just a few of the
Dust on the Bottle.
It's awesome. Awesome. Amazing. Number one hit. Oh, geez. But the hits keep coming in the context of his songwriting. His songwriting is really skyrocketed with all the work he's done with Kenny Chesney. You know, the Kiss Me or Not.
This is Frontline Entertainment.
Frontline Entertainment. I mean, he's the best in the business, one of the best in the business, of course. And he's excited to be up here once again. And Kim Peltier Band joining along with him. It's going to be a great night of entertainment.
You know, it's how is it, an association that comes up that are involved, that are participants or contestants, rather, or are there local contestants, or all the above?
All the above. And what we have here is an open rodeo. So it's all local as well as folks that are coming. So, you know, between the work and the traveling, you know, pipeliners and fishermen, et cetera, you know, they got other side talents. And some of these guys grew up on a ranch and their dreams to come work in Alaska. Well, lo and behold, they're a team roper or a bull rider. So we welcome them.
When I worked on the pipeline, I worked with a couple guys from Delta, and they were cowboys.
You bet.
I mean, they were cowboys.
They were cowboys, and that's not to be mistaken either.
Yeah,
you know, they're gritty.
Yeah, and they let you know it.
And they dang sure let
they can fix anything or operate any equipment. They were cowboys.
You betcha. Not afraid to take you behind the woodshed either.
They didn't have to do that with me. I gave them respect in a large berth.
Yeah. It said, you know, it's different up here in the context. It's a lot rugged. It's not, you know, it's not a normal everyday down the street. There are the ranchers there. You got to make do with what you got.
Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. You want to call in and talk to Frank Kowalski about the rodeo here. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
An ounce of prevention. I live by that. As humbled my life is, out of my family's yard, having outlived many of my kin, I find liberation in my sparse accommodations. Life is good, because my family has Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pump me out once a year. Prevents mess-ups, you know. Do what my family does just once a year. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing helps me serve them much better for years to come.
I'm Mary Peltola. I grew up in three tiny villages before we moved to the big city, Bethel. Right now, there are families in that region hauling jerry jugs of fuel because they can't afford a delivery. It's not just that politicians in D.C. don't care that we're paying $10 a gallon for diesel in rural Alaska. They don't even believe us. Overpriced fuel, overpriced food, overpriced ammo. The politicians rigging our economy have made life in Alaska unrecognizable. But I know this in my bones. There's no group of people more ready to save ourselves than Alaskans. It's why I'm running to bring our voices to the U.S. Senate, to bring down grocery costs, save our fisheries, lower energy prices, and build new housing Alaskans can afford. I approve this message because it's time to show D.C. what Alaska first looks like.
Paid for by Alaskans for Mary.
Looking to grow your reach? Graphic North Printing is your expert in bulk mail services, delivering your message straight into the hands of your future customers. With nearly 50 years of serving Alaska's interior, they get it done right, on time, and on budget. From bold postcards and flyers to brochures, business cards, and self-inking stamps, Graphic North prints it all, and prints it all perfectly. Stop by off Old Steeves across from Taco King or visit graphicnorth.com. Graphic North Printing, where your image matters.
Weather brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoors. Your next adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters. For your Alaskan lifestyle, it's Frontier Outfitters.
KFAR Weather.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of thunderstorms. High of 80, winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, 54. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 81. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're going to take a phone call because we've had someone waiting for a long time. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Dave?
Yes.
Hey, Dave, I'd like to take a step back here to the 4th of July. And my grandson was up here, and family were visiting, and I had them all pumped up about 4th of July celebration at the Alaskaland, about the cannon salute, which we don't have anymore, I found out. And then I found out it's just the 50-state gun salute for our state, and then it all boiled down to a air horns to salute our state. And it was almost, I don't want to give a bad report, it was almost laughable that it was, how could we come up so short on funds when we can afford a multi-million dollar puppy palace, but we can't have a celebration of our 250th birthday for our country in
Alaska. You know,
very fitting.
I put on that event for 6 years, and I enjoyed it, and very community-oriented, and I worked very well with the military. We had the 9th Army Band out there for an hour playing. Had howitzers to do the 50 state flags. We had airmen and Army members with the flags on the boat doing a salute. You had speeches from the boat. And sadly, what's happened over the years is they've taken the boat out of the equation. They've taken the Army Band is not here anymore. The howitzers we used to have are not here anymore. So it's they got to reconfigure the whole thing. They really do. It's a great, it's a very patriotic day. It's not easy putting it on, but what they have to do is sort of go back to basics and say to yourselves, we've lost all these things. How do we redo this to make it a lot better? Maybe get a band from the Fairbanks Community Band. They could come out. Maybe something out of the University of Alaska that starts for an hour beforehand, things like that. So, but hey, I got to get back to my guests here, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye. See what happens when you sit here. Anyway. Fairbanks, here's the deal. Whoever calls in first gets Saturday rodeo tickets and also includes the music fest. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Two tickets via Frank here, and whoever calls in first gets them. Anyway, so how long have you been doing this?
Well, I started rodeoing myself back when in 85, I was still a kid in high school, and I had an interest in horses and was showing quarter horses at the time, and some of these horse shows started overlapping and having rodeos tied in with them during the weekend, and that interest sparked of wanting to be a bull rider, kind of come along with that, and so I posed as a newspaper writer for my high school, just so I could get in the back of the buck and shoots there and find out who I could talk to become a bull rider. So that's kicked it all off right there for me.
Ready to see if we have a winner?
Let's do it.
Good morning. Your name is?
Hi, good morning. This is Chris.
Chris, are you calling in for the tickets or for a question?
Well, I'm calling in for those tickets and that great concert coming up this weekend.
Chris, is your name spelled with a C or a K?
With a C, C-H-R-I-S.
One of my closest friends growing up, his was spelled with a K. That's why I ask. So
okay.
There's going to be two tickets for you at the front desk. It's under, you know, your name that says Chris on the back. We're not going to ask you your last name, your phone number, your date of birth, your DNA, you know, blue eyes, brown eyes, full head of hair, which me and Frank do not have. We don't care about that. What we care about is you coming, picking up the tickets, and you have a great time out there, okay? You promise to do that?
I certainly will.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for the call. You take care.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye. Saturday now, we're going to do the same thing on Sunday. Now, if you call in, hey, Sunday event because it's the main event. So whoever calls in first at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Here we go. Good morning. Your name is?
Mark.
You're breaking up. Your name is what?
It's Mark.
Mark? Okay, Mark. You have, you're getting a lot of background there. You might want to turn off your radio if you have one on.
Turn it off there.
There you go. You have two tickets to Sunday's rodeo on the 12th. Gates open at noon. The Ram Championship Rodeo. And you're going to enjoy yourself?
I sure am.
You're going to see a lot of great people out there that are Fairbanksons enjoying themselves?
I enjoy it with them.
Well, hey, only in America, only in Fairbanks. And Frank, Mark, there's two tickets with your name on it. And you can pick them up here. You know where the studio is at 529 Fifth Avenue, second floor?
529 Fifth Avenue.
Yep. Okay, buddy, you take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for giving these out, man.
It's
appreciate
good
it.
Good to do that.
Yeah, what the heck? You know, I give some more out on Tuesday and Wednesday, and what the heck? Appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So how do you get the idea to start doing something like this?
You know, it's just one of those things. It's an adrenaline rush, right? And it's
it is,
you know, and you want to impress, and you know, and that just starts, and then all of a sudden you kind of become addicted to it, and I don't mean that in that light, but it's fun, the camaraderie, the excitement, of course, always following along with it, but. You know, the camaraderie with the other bull riders, you know, it's not where you're against everybody. You're all, you know, you're kind of traveling together. And
I bet you you've met some of the finest people in the world, too.
Unbelievable.
I bet you really have.
I wish I had the ability to remember names as good as I do faces. But at going along.
You're just like me.
Going down the rodeo trails, even as a young kid, competing. Winning some, losing some, the people that you meet and the families, it's incredible.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, I've done things not like, you know, putting on a rodeo or things like that, but I've started events and you get the idea and then you're saying to yourself, I can do this. And then you're saying to yourself, but I might fail. Mm-hmm. But you're saying to yourself, but if you don't try, you won't know. No. And then you start the first step, and the people that help you along the way are incredible.
Incredible.
You know, one rodeo isn't put on by yourself, Frank.
That's right. You really are, it's a village that helps you.
Yeah.
And you nailed it. And I so much appreciate your words right there, because not only does it give me a time to reflect, it's the same thing being a contestant and then rolling into being a promoter, producer. Yeah. It takes so much to do these events. And again, so scared. When I first started this in 2010, I had no bucking chutes, no arena. It happened so fast with the resources that all coming together. And lo and behold, I remember our first event, but the lead up of the logistics and how everybody come together believing in me,
mm-hmm.
It's truly amazing. And now fast forward from 2010 to here we are. Even let's step back to 2021. One of the biggest things I wanted to bring to Alaska was the first ever PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association event, to ever come to Alaska. I was like, figured, all right, this is going to be a big step. Probably will be a one and done, but at least I'll be able to say I did it and tried.
Yeah.
We won event of the year.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in touch with you throughout the remainder, throughout until next year. Because what I want to do is I started the Alaska Barbecue Association, then I handed it off, ran it for about 10, 12 years, handed it off, and over the last 10 years, it just declined. Now it's non-existent. And I want to have a state championship in coordination with you on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, just before your gig starts, have all of our turns, but, you know, you start cooking on a Saturday or have it all in one day.
Yes.
Something like that. And when you guys start your gig, boom, we're done. And
you bet.
Yeah, you could. Could we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely. You know, the wheels are turning right now.
Yeah, you inspired me. You inspired me. I've been saying since I got out of, you know, my last mayor gig that I'm not going to do anything for a year. I'm going to take a year off. Well, guess what?
Here we go.
The year ends in October. Giddy up. This isn't until next July.
Giddy up.
So I'm back in black.
Here we go.
At your barbecue.
I love it.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Let's do it.
You got it, man. Oh, man. Well, yeah, I'm just going to put it all together and have people kick my backside in barbecue like always. That's why they love me.
It goes perfect.
I know. Barbecue and rodeo.
You bet.
Excuse me. Rodeo with a barbecue barbecue appetizer.
Absolutely. But I'm telling you.
We can do this.
We can do this. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get the Kansas City Barbecue Society to certify it as a state championship along with the Jack Daniels tournament, and we'll certify it as a state championship. Put the band back together with some new members, and we're off and running.
Let's do it.
But you have, how many years in a row now have you done this up here?
I think we kicked this off in 2016.
10th year anniversary, yeah, 10th or 11th.
10th, yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's and it gets bigger and bigger every year.
When do you start arriving in town?
We're here. You know, I live in Fox now. And the crew's been coming up since last Friday. We worked all through 4th of July. We had a spectacular little visit with the F-15s flying over. It was a spectacle. 4th of July, we're building the arena. These two jets fly right over. And, of course, I'm like, we're all out in the middle of the arena saluting and waving and carrying on. And, by gosh, they turned around, come back, and dropped to the deck. And they did something spectacular. It made the whole weekend for everybody. Here we are just grinding away and getting things ready for next weekend. And it was really awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. We're here. We're loving it.
We got about a minute and a half left, sir. How do you want to end it?
Well, I tell you, if you want to get tickets for the rodeo, you can go to our website at rodeoalaska.com, or you can stop by Gene's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, the official dealership of Rodeo in Alaska. Get your tickets there, or any of the Fairbanks Fred Meyer stores. You can stop by there and save $2 off.
You know, whenever there's a rodeo, there's nothing but people with smiles. Yeah. Like, you're smiling right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing but people with smiles and then, like, grins, like, ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And it's such a family event.
It sure is. It sure is. And it's fun for all ages and the little ones. It's just a good time to come together.
You know, I always thought PBR was Pabst Blue Ribbon. No, it's Professional Bull Riding Association. Oh, well, hey, Frank, appreciate it. I'll be giving out more tickets tomorrow and on Wednesday. And Fairbanks, if you want to go to a great event that happens every year out at the Fair Park, this is a week-to-week event. It's sort of like the beginning of, you're the warm-up band for Golden Days, is
exactly
what you are. You're the warm-up band for it. So, hey, Fairbanks, you have a great day. Mr. Kowalski, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
I will see you all tomorrow.